प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अशोत सदश्री हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड द हंसावतार आंसर्स द क्वेश्चंस। टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। करोति काम वशग कर्माण्य विजितेन्द्रियः दुःखोदर्काणि संपश्यन् रजो वेग विमोहितः। करोति काम वशग कर्माण्य विजितेन्द्रियः दुःखोदर्काणि संपश्यन् रजो वेग विमोहितः। करोति काम वशग कर्माण्य विजितेन्द्रियः दुःखोदर्काणि संपश्यन् रजो वेग विमोहितः। करोति काम वशग कर्माण्य विजितेन्द्रियः दुःखोदर्काणि संपश्यन् रजो वेग विमोहितः। करोति काम वशग रजो वेग विमोहितः। करोति काम वशग कर्माण्य विजितेन्द्रियः दुःखोदर्काणि संपश्यन् रजो वेग विमोहितः। माताजी करोति काम वशग करोति कामवशग word to word translation karoti performs kama of material desires vasha under the control gaha having gone karmani fruitive activities avijita uncontrolled indriya whose senses dukkha unhappiness udarkani bringing as a future result sampashyan seeing clearly raja of the mode of passion vega by the force vimohita bewildered translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, one who does not control the material senses comes under the control of the material desires and is thus bewildered by the strong waves of the mode of passion. Such a person executes material activities although clearly seeing that the result will be future unhappiness. So I will read the next verses till we come across a purport. Rajastamobhyam yadapi vidvan vikshiptadi punah atandrito mano yunjan dosha drishtirna sajjate. Although the intelligence of a learned person may be bewildered by the modes of passion and ignorance, he should again carefully bring the mind under control. By clearly seeing the contamination of the modes of nature, he does not become attached. Apramatto anuyunjita manomayarpayanshanai anirvinno yata kalam jitashvaso jitasanah. A person should be attentive and grave and never lazy or morose. Mastering the yoga procedures of breathing and sitting properly, one should practice fixing the mind on me at dawn, noon and sunset. And thus, gradually, the mind should be completely absorbed in me. Yetavan yoga adishto machishyai sanakadibihi sarvato mana akrishya mayadda veshyate yata. The actual yoga system, as taught by my devotees, headed by Sanak Kumara, is simply this. Having withdrawn the mind from all other objects, one should directly and appropriately absorb it in me. Purport. The word yata indicates that like Uddhava, one should hear directly from Lord Krishna or his bona fide representative and directly fix the mind in Lord Krishna. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामय्यं तदाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యయేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ ఫర్ ద సండే శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ సో వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ద ఉద్ధవ్ గీత సెక్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద 11th క్యాంటో కరెంట్లీ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ దిస్ చాప్టర్ called as the Hamsavatara answers the questions. One of the incarnations of Supreme Lord is actually Hamsavatara. The Lord appeared in the form of a swan. So that Hamsavatara answers the question raised by the the four Kumaras and Brahmaji. That will come in the later part of the chapter. But the current section which we are discussing is that Krishna is giving instructions to Uddhava about how to control the mind. So Uddhava asked a question in one of the previous verses. Generally, human beings know that material life brings great future unhappiness. But still they try to enjoy the material life. So therefore, my dear Lord, how can a person who is in knowledge, how can such a person act like an animal? People who have the knowledge, they know that material life brings great unhappiness, but still they try to enjoy material life. So how can such a person act like, how can a knowledgeable person act like an animal? So that was the question of Uddhava. And then Krishna is answering these questions. Just before this particular verse, Krishna mentioned to Uddhava, my dear Uddhava, a person who falsely identifies himself with the body and mind, and because of that false identification, such a person becomes greatly influenced by the Rajogun. And that Rajogun is the cause of great suffering. And when a person is influenced by the Rajogun, his mind becomes pervaded by the mode of passion. And when the mind is actually contaminated by the mode of passion, then the person starts making so many plans for enjoying material sense gratification. And then a person is constantly absorbed in the modes of nature, and then he becomes afflicted by many material desires. And then Krishna continues, which we are reading in the today's section. So Krishna says that then such a person who does not control the material senses, who becomes influenced by the material desires, he becomes strongly influenced by the Rajogun, and such a person executes material activities, although he clearly sees that the future result will be unhappiness, because he becomes helplessly comes under the mode of Rajoga. And although the intelligence of a learned person may be bewildered by the mode of passion and ignorance, but Krishna says that one should again put an effort to bring the mind under control. It's like in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna gave a similar instruction. That whenever the yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam astiram tatastato niyam yaitat atmanyeva vasham nayet. Whenever the mind actually wanders towards some other sense objects, one should put the effort to bring the mind under control. And then Krishna continues, by clearly seeing the contamination of the modes of nature, a person does not become attached. And then further Krishna is explaining that when a person is trying to bring the mind under control, one should not become morose. So sometimes we actually fail in our attempts. And then we become so depressed that we actually give up our efforts to bring the mind under control. So Krishna says that apramatto anuyunjita. One should be attentive and one should be grave. And please do not be lazy or morose. And Krishna explains that one should also, in order to bring the mind under control, one should also lead a lifestyle in mode of goodness. Therefore, he also talks about jita shvaso jitasana. He talks about controlling the breathing process and sitting properly. Control the breathing process. And it's not that simply withdrawing the mind from sense objects, but one has to give the mind a superior engagement. Krishna explains in the Gita also, Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matpara vashehi asyendriyani tasya pragya pratishtita. So, tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matpara. So, withdraw the mind from the sense objects and matpara, fix the mind upon me. So, one has to give the mind a superior engagement. So, only when the mind has got a superior taste of, gets a superior happiness, then a person can actually withdraw himself from the lower happiness. What Krishna explained that that verse of Vishya. Param drishtva nivartate. How did that verse begin? Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Krishna explains that when a person experiences a superior taste, then a person actually automatically gives up the lower taste. So then further Krishna explains that Yetavan yoga adishto machishyai shanakadibihi sarvato mana akrishya mai adda veshyate yata. He says that this system of yoga in which a person practices breathing control, sitting properly, and then higher than that, fixing the mind upon me. This system of yoga was taught by my devotees. Mat shishyai was taught by my disciples, headed by the Sanat Kumara, Sanakadibihi. And what is the main item in this system of yoga? Sarvato mana akrishya mai adda veshyate yata. The main subject of this yoga, which was taught by me to the four Kumaras, who later taught the same system of yoga to others. What is the main subject of this yoga? Sarvato mana akrishya, withdraw the mind from all other objects, and mayi adda veshyate yata, and focus the mind upon me. and one should directly and appropriately absorb it in me. So that is what then the chapter proceeds that Uddhava asks that, it seems that you have taught the system of yoga to your disciple Sanat Kumara. Can you please describe, like, in which particular form did you teach this knowledge? And then the story of how the Hamsavatara taught the four Kumaras, that is the subject of the rest of the chapter. So today, the main focus of the today's subject matter is that, as described in this verses, is that Krishna is talking about how to actually bring the mind under control, withdraw the mind from the sense objects and give the mind a superior engagement. That means he is saying that fix the mind upon me. So today, I'll dedicate this class for the Holy Name Week, which we are celebrating related to the subject matter. So in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shri Rupa Goswami, he gives a definition of sadhana bhakti, devotional service in practice. He says, kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata. So what is the definition of sadhana bhakti? Sadhana bhakti is that process by which the bhava bhakti is awakened. Bhava bhakti means the stage of bhakti in which a person has an ecstatic love for Krishna. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya. And in the stage of sadhana bhakti, a person serves the Supreme Lord by using his different senses. Action of the senses which produces the stage of bhava is called sadhana bhakti. In sadhana bhakti, a person engages the different senses, the working senses and the knowledge acquiring senses, the mind, intelligence, one's life here, pranair, arthair, diya, vacha. One engages them in the service of Krishna with the goal in mind. What is that goal? To awaken the bhava bhakti. Kriti sadhya, bhavet sadhya, bhavasa, sadhana bhida. And what is the nature of this bhava bhakti? Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata. So this bhava bhakti is an eternal sthayi bhava which is not created, but which simply manifests within the soul by the spiritual energy of the Lord. The purpose of sadhana bhakti is to awaken bhava bhakti, and this bhava bhakti is not created, which is manifested by the internal energy of the Lord. And that is why in the famous explanation of Hare Krishna Mahamantra given by Srila Prabhupada, he would say that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is actually it is a natural process, it is a natural attraction of a living entity. Just like the piece of iron is naturally attracted to a magnet. So similarly, the natural attraction of living entity is to the Supreme Lord. And that connection of the Supreme Lord is actually obtained by the chanting of the holy name. So therefore, it is not an artificial imposition on the mind. And that basis or that the Shastric foundation for that is mentioned in this verse, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya. So this Bhava Bhakti is not created, but where it is actually, it is manifest within the soul by the spiritual energy of the Lord. And it is an eternal Sthayi Bhava, it is an eternal proclivity of the living entity. And then Rupa Goswami, after describing the sadhana bhakti, so he says that what is the essence of sadhana bhakti? Just again related to the topic of this today's verses. He says that essence of sadhana bhakti is tasmat kena pyupayena mana krishne nishevayet. Somehow or other, one should fix the mind on Krishna. Tasmat kena pyupayena. This verse comes in the 7th canto, where Narada Muni is explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj that some people fix the mind on Krishna out of their lust and attain perfection. Gopis perfected their life by fixing their mind on Krishna in kama. Because it is not the material kama, it is the spiritual kama. The Sishupal attained perfection of his life by fixing the mind in Krishna out of envy, and Kamsa attained perfection by fixing the mind out of fear. Sishupal and Kamsa's emotion is unfavorable, but we are expected to fix the mind on Krishna in a favorable way. Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam. So the essence of sadhana bhakti is to somehow or other one should fix the mind on Krishna. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, when he describes this point in the Nectar of Devotion, he explains that what is the job description of an acharya or a spiritual master. He says that the duty of an acharya or a spiritual master is to find the different ways and means by which a disciple can fix the mind on Krishna. And what are the proclivities of a disciple? And then he should accordingly engage that person in the service of Krishna so that his mind can be fixed. So that is the duty of a spiritual master. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions, but out of all the different ways of fixing the mind on Krishna, the best way to fix the mind on Krishna is by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Because by the chanting of the holy names, one immediately connects with Krishna. And therefore he explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names, which is the best way of fixing the mind on Krishna. So in this relation, I'll discuss that in the having said that the chanting of the holy names is the best way to fix the mind on Krishna, I'll discuss something related to the chanting of the holy names from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So first we'll take up a particular section from the Ajamil story, in which we can find, which explains the relative strengths of the process of bhakti, dharma and jnana. So when Ajamil, when he went to the forest to actually to pick some flowers for the worship, for the performance of the different rituals, so that time he saw that in the forest that a prostitute being embraced by a Shudra. And when he saw that particular scene, his mind became so contaminated, and Ajamil tried to withdraw the mind from what he saw. It is explained in the Bhagavatam, Stambayan Atmanatmanam Yavat Satvam Yata Shrutam. So according to whatever knowledge he had got, he was a very learned person. Ayam hi Shruta Sampanna Shila Vritta Gunalaya. He was learned in all the four Vedas. He had all the good qualities. He had good conduct. He was a very truthful person. Mantra with, he was expert in the chanting of the mantras. Shuchi, he always observed cleanliness, and he always gave respect to the elders, the parents, the guru, atithi, etc. So he was a very learned brahmana. So therefore he had heard different instructions. Yavat satvam yata shrutam, based on what he had heard, he tried to bring the mind under control. But na shashaka samadatum mano madana vepitam. But he could not bring the mind under control. He was not able to control the mind, which was agitated by the lust. Mano madana vepitam. The further description goes, தன்னிமித்த ஸ்மர வியாஜ கிரகஸ்தோ விசேதனஹ. சோ அஜாமில் வாஸ் ஹி பிகேம் பொசஸ்ட் ஆஃப் லஸ்ட் ஆஃப்டர் சீயிங் தட் ப்ராஸ்டிடியூட் அந்த ஷூத்ர கிரகஸ்தோ விசேதனஹ. ஹி வாஸ் லைக் பிரபுபாத் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் தட் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் அ sun and moon are considered to be superior planets, but the sun and moon, the superior planets, sometimes they come under the control of a inferior planet like Rahu. At that time only the eclipse happens. So similarly, this Ajamil, who was actually was an advanced brahmana, but he came under the influence of the lust and he forgot all the brahminical culture. தாமேவ மனசாத்தியாயம் ஸ்வதர்மாத் விரராமஹ. தாமேவ மனசாத்தியாயம், தட் மீன்ஸ் he started meditating upon that prostitute and ஸ்வதர்மா விரராமஹ, தட் மீன்ஸ் he actually gave up all his prescribed duties as a brahmana. He brought that prostitute as a household maid initially, and then after some time he actually drove away his chaste wife who came from a very good family, and he drove away his elderly parents, and then he started living with that prostitute, and in order to maintain the prostitute he started indulging in many sinful activities like gambling and stealing and cheating others. So Prabhupada explains in a purport, we can see that how by the contact of the illicit sex he started indulging in all the sinful activities. So illicit sex leads to all the other sinful activities, and therefore he says that if a government encourages or allows the illicit sex, that means the society will lead to actually many sinful activities. Society will all the other sinful activities will only start increasing. So in that sense we see, like, sometimes those people who don't have a dharmic training, sometimes they make certain judgments which indirectly only encourage illicit sex, and that will only lead to actually further increase of many sinful activities. And Prabhupada explains that that point in the purport in the sixth canto. So Ajamil, he started indulging in many sinful activities. So here Vishnu Chakotipad mentions a very important point, because Ajamil, according to his he had learned many scriptures and he had good dharmic training, and he tried to implement all the dharmic training, he tried to remember all those good instructions, but he could not. All those training did not help Ajamil in becoming a victim of the lusty desires, or in becoming victim of the lusty desires. So that Vishnu Chakotipad explains that Ajamil could not protect himself from falling down by the process of jnana and by the steadiness in his dharma. So by his steadiness in dharmic culture or by the process of jnana, he tried to remember those instructions, but that could not help him from falling down. And then Chakravartipad says, but later Ajamil attained Vaikuntha after restoring himself by Namabhasa alone. So there are three stages of chanting the holy names: Namabhasa, Nama Aparadha and Shuddha Nam. Namabhasa is a stage of chanting the holy name in which, like in the case of Ajamil chanted the holy name in Namabhasa. When he chanted the name Narayan, he was actually thinking of his son Narayan. He did not remember the Supreme Lord Narayan. Therefore, his chanting was considered to be in Namabhasa. Nama Aparadha is a stage where a person chants the holy name, not committing the offenses. And Shuddha, the clearing stage. And Shuddhanam is the stage of chanting the holy name where a person chants only with the desire to please Krishna. Only with the desire to please Krishna, out of love for Krishna. So, Ajamil chanted the holy name in the Namabha stage only, but in Namabha stage only, he became actually freed from the clutches of the Yamadutas. He was saved from going to hell. But here, although he put his best effort, he put his best training, whatever he received in the dharmic platform and the process of jnana, but that could not help him from falling down. So this shows the relative strength of the process of dharma, process of jnana, versus the namabhas, the chanting in namabhas. So therefore, Shukadev Goswami, when he actually begins that Ajamil story, the entire story of Ajamil is there in a seed form in one particular verse. Or just to explain this particular verse, Shukadev Goswami narrates the story of Ajamil. And what is that verse? Shukadev Goswami says, Sakrinmana Krishna Padara Vindayor Niveshitam Tadguna Ragi Yairiha Nateyamam Pasha Brutascha Tadbatan Swapne Pipashyanti Hichirna Nishkrita. So he says, Sakran Mana Krishna Padara Vindayur. If a persons who only once absorb their mind, Sakran Mana Krishna, who even once absorb their mind in Krishna's lotus feet, even in the dreams, Swapne api, even in the dreams, Sakran Mana Krishna Padaravindayur Niveshitam Tad Gunaragi. That means even if the mind still has material attraction, even the mind still has material attraction, such people, you see that a person absorbs the mind in Krishna even once, even in the dreams, or third is, even when the mind still has material attraction, such people, nate yamam pasha brutascha tadbatan, such people do not see the servants of Yamaraj. Prabhupada, in his translation, he says that such people do not see the servants of Yamaraj even in the dreams. So he uses the word swapnepi for the second part. They do not see the servants of Yamaraj because swapnepi pashyantihi chirna nishkrita. Because such people, chirna nishkrita, they have performed all kinds of atonement simply by remembering the Supreme Lord. Sakran Mana Krishna Padaravindayor. So we see that so this particular verse, Shukadev Goswami speaks this verse, and then he says that just to explain the subject matter which is given in this particular verse, I will narrate a very old story which involves the conversation between the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. And in that way, he begins the story of Ajamil. So, Chakravarti Pada explains that the purification, even once remembering the Lord is sufficient, what to speak of many times. Even thinking with the mind is sufficient, what to speak of hearing or uttering the name of the Lord. And even the mind which is materially attached, that is sufficient, what to speak of a mind without material attractions. And thinking even in the dreams is sufficient, what to speak of actual meditation. So this is how sometimes the particular Siddhanta is established using the Kaimuttika Nyaya. Even by suppose they mentioned suppose if a person says that I have eaten to the fullest of my capacity, I can just eat only 3 rasgullas right now. Because after eating to the full capacity, if he says that I can eat only 3 rasgulla, then suppose if his stomach is empty, how much more he can eat? So this is called kaimuthika nyaya. So that means even when a person chants the holy name even once, even remembering the Supreme Lord even once is sufficient, what to speak of remembering the Lord again and again. And even when a person, even when the mind is materially attached, even then that is sufficient, then what to speak of the mind which is remembering the Lord, which is free from material attraction, how much more benefit. So, so in that conversation between the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, Vishnudutas asked the Yamadutas, if you are indeed the, because Vishnudutas stopped the Yamadutas from taking Ajamil to go to hell. And they told Yamadutas, if you are indeed the servants of Yamaraj, please tell us what are the what is dharma and what are the signs of adharma and who are the candidates for punishment is it that all living entities are subjected to punishment or only certain people among the living entities they will be given punishment. So Prabhupada writes in that purport that if you are representing somebody, you must know the, what is the goal of the person whom he represents. What is the philosophy or the mission of the person whom you represent. So when the devotees of the Hare Krishna movement, when they go to meet people, and when people ask different questions, and if you don't know how to answer those questions, then you will be embarrassed when people ask those questions. So in order to avoid embarrassment when you are asked different questions by people, so therefore one should know the mission of the person whom you represent. So therefore Prabhupada says that the devotee should be well versed in the scriptures in order to avoid being embarrassed by others. So then Yamadutas answer those questions. Yamadutas say that dharma means that which is described in dharma, that which is described in the Vedas. Veda pranihito dharma. And then they say that anybody who doesn't follow the Vedic instructions, they actually perform adharma and they are the candidates for punishment. And then they also explain that all the living entities are subjected to punishment because all the living entities, they are under the influence of the 3 modes of nature. And when a person is under the 3 modes of nature, even a person who is in the mode of goodness, he will also come under the influence of mode of ignorance sometime. That means he will also end up committing some sinful activities. So therefore, all living entities, all human beings who are under the 3 modes of nature, they are subject to punishment. And then they mention, oh, this person, why we are taking this Ajamil is that, this Ajamil, he was a very learned Brahmana previously, but he committed so many sins. And then they tell the story of Ajamil. But when Yamadutas complete their version, Vishnudutas, they mention that alas, today, those people who are supposed to be representatives of dharma, they are taking away a completely sinless person to hell. So from the point of view of the Yamadutas, that Ajamil is a person who committed so many sins, but from the point of view of the Vishnudutas, Ajamil is a completely sinless person. So they mention that Yasyan ke shira adaya loka shvapiti nirvrita. The common people, they have put faith in Yamaraj and his representatives. But you people, you are committing a breach of trust because you are supposed to actually take only a sinful person and common people are trusting upon you. But you are taking away a completely sinless person, therefore you are committing a very great sin of breach of trust. So even in the we see that those who are lawyers or advocates, so they know that one of the sin is actually breach of trust. You put a certain agreement and then on the basis of the agreement a person actually acts particularly, but then the other person actually commits a breach of trust. That is considered a sin. So Vishnudutas are saying that you are committing a breach of trust because you are taking away a completely sinless person. So then the Yamadutas they say that this Ajamil, he has not performed atonement for any of the sins he committed. So therefore, we are right in taking this Ajamil to the hellish planet for punishment. That time Vishnuduta say, Ayam hi krita nirveshu janma koti amghasam api yad vyajahara vivasho nama swasthyayanam hare. So this Ajamil, you are saying that this person has not performed atonement. Actually, this Ajamil, what to speak of performing atonement for the sins he committed in this life, he has performed atonement for the sins he committed in the millions of lifetimes, in crores of lifetimes. Janma koti amghasam api yad vyajahara vivasho namastvasyayanam hare. Simply by helplessly chanting the holy names of the Lord, he has actually performed atonement for the sins he committed in crores of lifetimes. Prabhupada writes in that purport that namnohi yavati shakti papa nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki nara. That means simply by one chanting of the holy name can destroy more sins than a person can commit. A sinful man cannot commit as many sins as can be destroyed by the power of the Lord's name. Then he quotes further verses. So then, like for example, a room was in darkness for 3,000 years. But although even if the room is in darkness for 3,000 years, but if you just take one lamp inside the room, the darkness which was there for 3,000 years, that can be removed immediately, instantaneously. So similarly, by one chanting of the holy name, offenselessly, one can actually, that can eradicate the sins which one has committed in millions of lifetimes. Or, suppose in a particular place there is gallons and gallons of petrol is there. Just because you have gallons of petrol, you need a big, it's not that you need a big quantity of fire in order to light that petrol. One spark of fire can actually consume all the gallons and gallons of petrol. So in the material field also we see that one spark of fire or one small lamp can actually eradicate the darkness which was there for millions of lifetimes, or millions of years. Or one spark of fire is sufficient to consume the gallons of petrol. So similarly, on a spiritual platform, that one chanting of the holy name offenselessly can actually eradicate more sins than one can commit, or the sins one can committed in crores of lifetimes. So then Yamadutas asked the question, but this Ajamil did not chant the holy name with awareness of the Lord Narayan. When he was chanting the name Narayan, he was actually thinking of his son Narayan. Then Vishnudas explained, Yete naiva khyagyonasya agamsyat krita nishkritam yada narayana yeti jagada chaturaksharam. They mentioned that when he chanted the four syllables Narayan, the atonement for the sins he committed has been accomplished. Atonement of the sins has been accomplished. That not only chanting with four syllables, even chanting the Lord's name in two syllables or even one syllable also destroys all the sins. Because you are materialistic, you don't understand the glory of the chanting of the holy names. Therefore, you are arguing in this manner. Then, Then the Yamadutas ask, do you have any idea what all sins this Ajamil committed? And then they give a list of sins. This person committed so many sins, and do you know what all he committed? And in fact, these list of sins, killing of people, killing of the brahmanas, killing of the cows, all these sins, in order to even to atone for one of these sins, one has to perform atonement for 12 years, 20 years, etc. Are you aware of actually what you are speaking? So at that time, Vishnudutta speaks, Tena Surapu Mitra Drug, Brahmaha Guru Talpaga, Sri Raja Pitru Gohanta, Yeja Patakino Pare, Sarvesham Apyagavatam, Idam Yeva Sunishrutam, Nama Vyakaranam Vishnu, Yatas Sat Vishayam. Very important word, Yatas Sat Vishayam. Vishnudutta say that chanting of the holy name is the best process of atonement for a thief, Sena, Surapo for a drunkard, Mitra Drug for a person who has actually betrayed a friend or a relative, Brahmaha, a killer of a Brahmana, Guru Talpaga, or one who has indulged in sex with the wife of this Guru, Sri Raja Pitru Gohanta, or the one who kills the women, the king, his father, or the cows. All these are considered to be very grave sins according to the Dharma Shastra. Yecha Patakino Apare, and also many other sins. So, Sarvesham Api Agavatam.
Chanting of the holy name, all the such sinful persons actually perform complete atonement. Nama Vyakaranam Vishnur Yatastad Vishayamatihi. Yatastad Vishayamatihi, the Vishnudutta, Yamaduta said that this Ajamil did not remember the Supreme Lord Narayan. But Vishnudutta said that he may not have remembered the Lord Narayan, he may have remembered only his son Narayan, but the Lord starts remembering that person who chants his name. Yatastad Vishayamatihi. In the case of in the conditioned soul's mind is very flickering. But the Lord's mind is very steady. Even the material world, Lord's mind is very steady. The Lord actually starts remembering that person who actually chants his name. So even in the normal dealings we see that, so somebody is calling, Ramesh. So your name is also Ramesh, but that person is calling some other friend who is known by the word, by the name Ramesh. But as soon as you hear the word Ramesh, so you immediately look up in the direction from where the voice is coming. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, even when a person chants his name, not remembering him, the Lord actually starts remembering that person. He starts actually putting his mind on that particular person. Yatastad Vishayamatihi. The Yamaduta say that but this Ajamil, that after chanting the holy name Narayan, because when he first chanted the name Narayan, after naming his son Narayan, after that he committed many sins. When he named the son as Narayan, he was actually always calling out his son Narayan. So even after his first chanting of the name Narayan, he continued to commit many sins. So how can you explain? You said that simply by chanting the name Narayan, unlimited sins will be destroyed. But this person continued to commit sins. The Yamadutas, Vishnudutas reply that they said that whatever sins he committed after the first chanting of the name Narayan, those sins are like the biting of a toothless snake. So when a toothless snake actually bites upon a person, it only simply causes some impression. it does not actually inject poison into a person. It does not inject poison into a person because the tooth is removed. So similarly, Vishnu Dasas are saying that when he first chanted the name Narayan, referring to his son, that time itself he became freed from all the sins. But then how can you explain that he continued to commit sins after that? But Vishnu Dasas are saying that those sins are like the biting of a toothless snake. Because he chanted the name Narayan offenselessly. So Chakravarti Pad quotes in the purport, Vartamanam cha yat papam, yat bhutam yat bhavishyati, tat sarvam nirdakatyashu govindan alakirtana. All sins in the present, past and future are quickly destroyed by chanting the name of Govinda, which is like fire. Vartamanam cha yat papam, yat bhutam yat bhavishyati. The present, past and in the future, all the sins were destroyed by chanting the holy name. Of course, he gives a very long purport, some 10-15 pages purport, Vishnu Chakravartipada explains, further raising different points. So, the point is that, he says that, the karmas of a Jivan Mukta, for example, suppose the fan is running. When you switch off the fan, still the movement is there. After some time, the fan actually completely comes to a standstill. So similarly, in the case of a Jivan Mukta, a person who has become liberated, for some time, the karmas of a Jivan Mukta simply remains as an impression. So Ajamil, when he first chanted the name Narayan, he became freed from the sins, but still, even after that, he actually continued to remain with the prostitute, he continued to commit some sinful activities, but those things are like, they simply remained like an impression. That is like the movement of a fan after it has been switched off. That is like the biting of a toothless snake, they did not generate results. Those sins did not generate results. That is how the Vishnu Dutas actually give an answer. So moreover, then Vishnu Chakravartipada explains that the holy name, although when a person chants the holy name offenselessly, the holy name may not show the effect immediately but after some time. Just like in the case of a tree, that the tree in due course of time, it actually manifests the fruit. In due course of time, it manifests the fruit. So similarly, but the fruit is there. In potentially, the fruit is there. In due course of time, it will become manifest. So similarly, the holy name, in due course of time, it will actually produce the fruit of actually love of God. So in this way, the Vishnu Dutas actually speak many verses glorifying the holy name. They mentioned that, Sanketyam Parihasyam Va, Stobam Helanam Evava, Vaikuntan Nama Grahanam Asheshaga Haram Viduhu. When a person chants the holy name even indirectly by indicating something else, Sanketyam, Parihasyam, Parihasyam in a joking way, Stobam Helanam Evava, in the mood of disrespect towards somebody or in a musical entertainment, but one will be freed from unlimited sins. Guru Namcha Lagunamcha Guru Nicha Lagunicha Prayaschittani Papanam Gyatvoktani Maharshibihi. So generally in the Shastras, depending on the gravity of the sins, different types of Prayaschitta is recommended. But the holy name is the Prayaschitta for all kinds of sins. It is like a broad spectrum antibiotic. Means like for all different degrees of infection, there is one particular medicine. So Guru Namcha Lagunamcha Guru Nicha Lagunicha, right from the maybe smallest sins to the highest sins. So holy name is like the atonement for all kinds of sins. Prayaschittani Papanam Gyatvoktani Maharshibhi. Regardless of the sins, whether they are heavy or light. So Prabhupada writes in their purport, he quotes that just like when Balramji, when the Kauravas actually insulted the Yadus, Kauravas, when the Samba was captured by the Kauravas, Balramji came to actually as a do some mediation. That time the Kauravas, they said that you Yadavas are like the shoes. How can a shoe try to, how can a shoe think of actually climbing, try to be on the, we Kurus are like the, we Kurus are like the crown. How can a shoe climb on the crown? So they actually spoke in such an insulting manner. So Balramji couldn't take it. He said, how can actually, how can these people call the Yadavas in which Krishna is present? How can he call that Krishna as a, in the position of a shoe? And then Balramji became so angry, and then with his club, he started dragging the entire city of Hastinapur. He tried to put the entire city of Hastinapur into the Ganges. So at that time, the Kauravas actually came and begged forgiveness from Balramji. So Prabhupada writes there, the purport is that one should take shelter of Krishna Balram, whose protective power is so great that it cannot be equaled in the material world. So Balramji, in one shot, he tried to put the entire Hastinapur into the Ganges. Although some Kurus tried to spoke in an insulting manner, but the entire city of Hastinapur, he tried to put in this one. So that was the power of Balramji. So Prabhupada says that the protective power of Krishna Balram is so great that it can actually counteract all kinds of sins, whether it is heavy or light. So in this way, the Vishnudada spoke about the glories of the holy name. And we'll discuss four points, four lessons from the conversation between Vishnudas and Yamadutas. Then we'll go to the next, to this one. So if you see, Ajamil, he heard about the glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas. He was hearing the conversation. So before he heard the conversation, before he heard the glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas, Ajamil was chanting the holy name by thinking of his son Narayan. But after he heard that conversation, then Ajamil, he actually went to Haridwar and chanted the holy names with great sincerity, with the desire to please the Lord for 12 years, and then he attained perfection and went back to God. So before he actually heard the glories of the holy name, he just chanted the holy name by thinking of his son Narayan. But after hearing the glories, he actually chanted the holy names with great attention and with a desire to please the Lord. So therefore the Sambandha Jnana, that is very important. So to the extent we become actually very strong in Sambandha Jnana, our practice of Avideya becomes very strong. It becomes steady. And that is what happened in the life of Ajamil. And second point, if we see Ajamil and Yamadutas, both of them heard the glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas. But Ajamil was completely transformed, but the Yamadutas, when they heard the glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas, they were not transformed. In fact, after hearing the glories of the holy name, they went to Yamaraj with the appeal to Yamaraj, you please punish these Vishnudutas who stopped us in actually taking the, bringing this Ajamil. Because the Yamadutas, they did not hear the glories of the holy name in a submissive mood. They did not hear the glories of the holy name in a submissive mood. So therefore, because they heard in a challenging mood, because Vishnudutta stopped them, so therefore, they had a challenging mood. Who are these people who came and stopped us? So although they heard the pure glories of the holy name, but they were not transformed. So therefore, what sort of attitude we have towards the speaker, that actually opens up our heart and that helps us to accept that message. So Vishnudutta, Yamadutas, their hearts were not opened because they had that grudge towards the Vishnudutas that they stopped us and actually in taking the Ajamil. And the third point, we can compare between the Yamadutas and Yamaraj. In the case of the Yamadutas, they heard a full-fledged, pure seminar on the glories of the holy name from the Vishnu Dutas. But they did not get transformed. But when Yamadutas went to Yamaraj, they told Yamaraj, today we went to bring one sinful person to hell. And this person chanted Narayan, and from nowhere four people came and stopped us in taking this person to hell. And then they inquired, who are these people? Is there somebody who is actually, we thought that you are the supremest person in this universe. Is there somebody above than you? But when Yamaraj just heard the word Narayan from the Yamadutas, he became so happy. Because all throughout his life, in his Yamaraj, in his court, he only hears four murders, five rapes, and six burglary, and he only hears this kind of actually news in his this one. But for the first time in his assembly, he heard from the Yamadutas the name Narayan. By that name Narayan, by hearing that name Narayan, Yamaraj, he started his mind, he started remembering the Lord Narayan, and he became so happy. So that is why in the third canto there is a verse which comes, Paravatanya Britasarasa Chakravaka Datyuha Hamsa Shukatittiri Barhinamya Kolahalo Viramate Chiramatra Muchair Brungadipe Harikatam Ivagayamane. So in the Vaikuntha Loka, there are many birds which are known for their good singing. There are many birds which are known for their good singing, but the king bumblebee is not known for its good singing. But when these birds which are known for their good singing, when they hear even the resemblance of the glories of the Supreme Lord chanted by the bumblebees, they stop their own singing and they choose to hear from the bumblebees. So Chakravarti Pad says that even when the chanting of the bumblebees, it only resembles the glories of the Lord, then they show so much of respect. Then how much more they will show respect when the bumblebee actually glorifies the Lord. So here Yamadutas, they were not trying to glorify the Supreme Lord Narayan. In the course of the reporting, they just mentioned the word Narayan. But Yamaraj, because he is so elevated in his devotion to the Lord, just by hearing that word Narayan, he was completely, he became so ecstatic. He started remembering the Lord Narayan. But on the other hand, the Yamadutas, although they heard the full-fledged glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas, at the end of the conversation, they only had in their mind, oh, we should somehow get this Vishnudutas punished. That was the thought in their mind. And the fourth point is that, Yamadutas, they heard the glories of the holy name from the Vishnudutas, and they also heard the glories of the holy name from the Yamaraj. But they became convinced of the glories of the holy name after hearing from Yamaraj. Because in the case of the Yamadutas, Vishnudutas, they had that grudge, so therefore they could not actually open up their heart to hear that message. But Yamaraj is a person whom they had faith in Yamaraj. Yamaraj is their immediate authority. Because Vishnudutas are somebody, some strangers who came from nowhere. Therefore, they could not put their faith on the Vishnudutas. So therefore, like in the case of the, when we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, so sometimes when we are in the position of a hearer, so we have to be more focused on what the person is speaking. You know, even though the person may have different faults, you may have experience of those faults, but when you are remembering the faults of the speaker, then we will not be able to open up our heart to actually accept that message. So therefore, what is important from the point of view of a hearer is the message what he speaks. But from the point of view of the speaker, so he must remember that when the speaker is giving a message, what will make the hearer accept that message is that what is the behavior of the speaker outside the Vyasasan. Because that behavior of the speaker outside the Vyasasan, that actually helps the hearers to actually accept that message. So therefore, from the point of the speaker, he should not be simply concerned with what he speaks, but he should be concerned with actually what, how he behaves outside. But from the point of the hearer, that even if the speaker commits certain wrong activities, but we should be focused on the essence. Is he giving the right message? Let me actually open up my heart to hear that message. Because the Yamadutas, they were only remembering the fault of the Vishnudutas. They could not actually accept that message of the Vishnudutas. That is why even when they went to Yamaraj, they wanted the Yamaraj to punish the Vishnudutas. So lastly, so we see that one of the offense to the holy name is considering the glories of the holy name to be an exaggeration. So in the story of Nruga, it is explained that when King Nruga, when he was in the body of a lizard, and then Krishna actually, by touching him, King Nruga, Krishna delivered King Nruga. And when King Nruga came to Krishna, King Nruga told Krishna that I was devoted to the Brahmanas, I was munificent in offering charity, and I was devoted to you, and I was anxious to obtain a darshan of you. And therefore, the memory of my past life has not been lost right up to the present moment. So King Nruga himself narrated the story of how he became a lizard. So Jiva Goswami says that it seems that King Nruga was he was devoted to Krishna. He mentions here. He was devoted to Krishna. But although King Nruga was devoted to Krishna, how is it that King Nruga had to go and actually see the Yamaraj? Because King Nruga, at the end of his life, when he died, he was taken to the Yamadutas. He was taken to the Yamaraj. And then Yamaraj asked that, okay, do you want to first undergo the punishment or do you want to actually get the benefit of your pious activities? And he thought that he hardly committed any sins. Therefore, he said, let me just go through the punishment. And then he became a lizard. But the point is that the Yamaraj, at the end of his instruction to the Yamadutas, Yamaraj clearly gave a standing order to the Yamadutas, Jihvana Vakti Bhagavat Namadeyam Chetascha Nasmaratita Charanaravindam Krishnayano Namatiya Chira Yekadapi Tan Anayadva Masato Krita Vishnu Krityan. Hereafter, bring only those people who have never even once chanted the holy name, who are never even once bowed their head to the Supreme Lord, who are never even once remembered the Supreme Lord, only bring such people to the Yamaloka. But in the case of King Nruga, from his statement, he says that I was devoted to you. But how is it that he was still taken to the Yamaloka? Because is it that the Yamadutas forgot that instruction of the Yamaraj? So Jiva Goswami says that actually the reason for King Nruga why he had to see the Yamaraj and Yamaloka despite being devoted to the Supreme Lord is that because the seed verse of the Ajamil story that also mentioned Swapnepi Pashyanti, even in the dreams such people never see the Yamadutas, but still King Nruga had to see the actual Yamaraj and Yamadutas. Because the reason is that King Nruga committed the offense of considering the glories of holy name to be an exaggeration. He was a devotee, but still he considered the glories of bhakti to be an exaggeration. So that is why, because he considered that as an exaggeration, that is why he put his entire effort in actually performing the karmakanda activities of giving charity to the brahmanas, the cows, etc. So Jiva Goswami compares King Nruga with Ambarish Maharaj. On the other hand, in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, he was also a very dutiful king. He also performed different karmakanda rituals. But in order for this karmakanda rituals, he appointed different representatives to actually perform those rituals. But he himself, his full energy, he actually devoted in performing the nine pras of bhakti. சவை மண கிருஷ்ண பதார விந்தையோர் எக்ஸெட்ரா. So he put his effort to perform this nine prasas of bhakti because he did not consider the glories of bhakti to be an exaggeration. But King Nriga, because he considered the glories of bhakti to be an exaggeration, he put his main effort in the karmakanda activities, but he did not put his main effort in the bhakti. So as a result of that effect, as a reaction to that offense, even though he was a devotee, but he had to go through, he had to go and see Yamaraj, he had to see the Yamadutas, and he had to become a lizard. And so therefore, it's explained that in the scriptures, that when the scriptures, when you consider the glories of processes other than bhakti, just like karma, jnana, etc., you must consider those statements which consider the glories of processes other than bhakti. So those statements are always an exaggeration. Because any process other than bhakti cannot produce its result without the touch of bhakti. And you will find statements in the scripture which contain glories of people, different devatas, as if they are the supreme lord. But those statements are always an exaggeration because those statements are actually given in the scriptures, considering Indra as the supreme lord, Shiva as the supreme lord, Brahma as the supreme lord. Those statements are meant to actually inspire different people who don't have the adhikar for bhakti, but at least let them get elevated by worshipping some demigod. So in order that these people, they can who don't have the adhikar of bhakti, at least they can enjoy sense gratification in a pious way. So for them, in order for them to develop faith in a particular devata, certain devatas are glorified as if they are the supreme lord. So therefore, those statements are exaggerated statements. They are technically called as arthavada. On the other hand, when you consider statements which contain glories of bhakti or the supreme lord in the scriptures, those statements are always an understatement, because you can never enough glorify the supreme lord, because the lord's glories are unlimited. Therefore, you can never enough glorify the supreme lord. So such statements are always an understatement. The glories of bhakti, you can never enough glorify the bhakti, is always an understatement. So lastly, another important offense of the holy name is committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy names. In the story of Vritrasur, when Vritrasur was born, all the sages and the demigod, they approached Indra. They said that please do something to kill this demon Vritrasur. So at that time, Vritrasur said that, like, previously I killed a Brahmana Vishwarup because of circumstantial anger, and then I became inflicted with so many sins. But now, I don't want to again kill another Brahmana, this Vritrasur, who is a brother of Vishwarup, because again I will become implicated in the sins. So that time the sages, they advised Indra, no, please do not worry. You kill this demon Vritrasur, and we will actually free you from the sins by making you perform some Ashwamedha Yajna to worship Narayan. By worshipping Narayan, by performing Yajna, any sins can be destroyed. And then they mentioned that, in fact, by chanting the holy name Narayan, all kinds of sins can be destroyed. So therefore, do not worry that you will be afflicted with the sins after killing this demon Vritrasur. We will relieve you of the sins by actually making you perform the Ashwamedha Yajna, in which we will worship Narayan. So Vishwanatha Chakratipada writes there that being encouraged by the sages, then Indra killed Vritrasur. But when Indra killed Vritrasur, the sin of killing Vritrasur took shelter of Indra. So he mentions an important point, with that we will conclude. So Indra, he committed the sin of killing Vritrasur on the strength of chanting the holy name, on the strength of worshipping Lord Narayan. So previously, when he actually killed Vishwarup, that was because of a circumstantial anger. He saw that Vishwarup was actually offering some oblations on behalf of the demons also. And then because of circumstantial anger, he killed Vishwarup. But here, he committed the sin of killing Vritrasur on the strength of chanting the holy name. So therefore, Chakravarti Pad says that without experiencing suffering, the atonement would not give relief by itself. Especially when a person performs this offense of namno balat yasya ki papa buddhi, committing sin on the strength of chanting the holy name, then without experiencing suffering, the atonement would not give relief by itself. So therefore, the sages did not perform the Ashwamedha Yajna immediately. Indra had to go through the reaction for some time. And the sages, because they advised Indra to commit the sin on the strength of chanting the holy name, and because of giving that wrong advice, they also had to go through some reaction. Because they advised Indra to commit this offense of committing sins on the strength of chanting the holy name, they also had to go through the reaction. So therefore, when Indra was not in this position as the king of the Devatas, so that time Nahusha was appointed as the Indra. And Nahusha became proud and he started actually troubling all the sages. So those sages had to experience trouble from the Nahusha, and that reaction was the reaction to their wrong advice given to Indra. And what are the wrong advice? To commit sin on the strength of chanting the holy name. So therefore, in the scripture called as Bhagavan Nama Mahatmya, it is said that there exist no sins in this world that cannot be destroyed by the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari. But the intelligent sages who have compiled the Dharma Shastra headed by Manu Samhita, the intelligent sages have defined the processes of atonement for the sin out of excessive fear that the people in general should not take undue advantage of the magnanimity of the holy names. So what this verse says that actually there exists no sins which cannot be destroyed by the chanting of the holy names. But then one may ask, like, why in the scriptures there are so many processes of atonement for actually destroying different sins? They can just mention that we just chant the holy name only. Why so many different processes are mentioned? The reason is that because the sages feel that they have a fear that people in general, they may take undue advantage of the magnanimity of the holy names, they may commit sins on the strength of chanting the holy names. Just in order to save the people from committing the offense of taking advantage of the holy names and committing sins, so therefore the sages felt that better they perform some karmakandi process of atonement. So therefore, they prescribed a different process of atonement. So in this way, we find that this is one of the important offense, the holy name, that is committing sin on the strength of chanting the holy names. So to summarize, what we discussed was that that the essence of sadhana bhakti is to somehow or other fix the mind on Krishna, and the best way to fix the mind on Krishna is by chanting the holy names of the Lord. And that the glories of the holy name is described in the story of Ajamil, and we discussed the different aspects of the story of Ajamil, and then we discussed the four lessons from the conversation between the Vishnudutas and Yamadutas, and on the different aspects of hearing, the importance of Sambandha Jnana, the importance of having the right mood in hearing from a speaker, even though the speaker may have different faults. And we discussed the difference between Yamaraj's consciousness and Yamaduta's consciousness. And then we discussed about the two important offenses to the holy name. One is that considering the glories of holy name to be an exaggeration. And we discussed this point from the story of King Driga, that although King Driga was a devotee, but still he had to see the Yamadutas because he considered the glories of bhakti to be an exaggeration. And then we discuss the second offense, another offense of the holy name, that is committing sin on the strength of chanting the holy name. This offense is so grave that without experiencing the suffering, one cannot be relieved of this offense. That is why Indra, and we discuss the story of Indra, that Indra who committed the sin on the strength of the bhakti, he had to actually go through suffering for 1 year. And the people who gave the wrong advice, they also had to go through the suffering under the rule of Nahusha. and we concluded that verse from the Bhagavan Nama Kaumudi. So I think I just went beyond time. I'm sorry for that. I'll stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna, there's an announcement. The Gita Champions League contest enrollments are underway, but we need devotees, volunteers who can help us enroll further students, more students in all over Mumbai. So interested devotees may kindly give their details at the GCL stall below or check the notice board. On the occasion of Holy Name Week, Harinam Sankirtan has been organized at Juhu Temple from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So devotees are requested to kindly attend in large numbers. There are arrangements of dinner prasadam for all the devotees who will participate.